Throughout history, wise men and women have relied on the guidance of those whose wisdom and advice have withstood the test of time. In medicine, it's no different. Over the years, countless medical school graduates, including my own, West Virginia University Medical School class of 1981, recited the Oath of Maimonides, a 12th century rabbi, philosopher, and physician. His words are as sage today as they were then. And this is the Oath of Maimonides. The eternal providence has appointed me to watch over the life and health of thy creatures. May the love for my art actuate me at all time. May neither avarice, nor miserliness, nor thirst for glory or for a great reputation engage my mind. For the enemies of truth and philanthropy could easily deceive me and make me forgetful of my lofty aim of doing good to thy children. May I never see in the patient anything but a fellow creature in pain. Grant me the strength, time, and opportunity always to correct what I have acquired, always to extend domain, for knowledge is immense, and the spirit of man can extend indefinitely to enrich itself daily with new requirements. Today, he can discover his errors of yesterday, and tomorrow he can obtain a new light on what he thinks himself sure of today. O God, thou hast appointed me to watch over the life and death of thy creatures. Here I am, ready for my vocation, and now I turn unto my calling. You know, unexpected life events bring a measure of challenge into the lives of men and women in all walks of life. Certainly, the lives of surgeons are replete with sleepless nights, agonizing decision-making, and humbling experiences. No matter one's religion, I expect each in our own way prays for guidance and for the welfare of our patients. I find that praying with patients and their family when requested can be comforting. You know, as difficult as life's challenges may be, when it feels like one is on a mission of a higher power, a calling, if you will, sustaining strength and load-lightening relief are almost always close at hand. In the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, many of us have witnessed the hope-sustaining power of shared experience. And so, too, I was uplifted by the soulful message in song recently recorded on YouTube by the New York City Virtual Choir and Orchestra. Truly a shared experience, which I would like to share with you.